TJ, just tightened up a little bit. I don't think it's anything serious. So, see how it feels tomorrow. We've limited practice participant today. Well, you guys are getting awful at this. I tell you, it's one a day now. Is this the part where I'm supposed to flip out or what?
Feel free to walk out.
No, don't.
I've done before. Mike, whenever the subject of Hard Knocks comes up, obviously the Bengals were on it, we always say, well, there's no way Ted would ever do that. I assume that's correct, but what would, as a coach, what would prevent you from wanting to be on that? Would it be the stuff that when you're cutting guys or maybe background stuff that you don't want out there? What would be the hesitancy for you?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I haven't really watched the full series. I know Cincinnati was on it the first time. I think it was the year we played them. We watched it, and it didn't really help us any. I mean, we played them early in the year, so I really didn't watch it this year. And so I just didn't feel there was anything that you're really going to gain from a competitive. I mean, from what I look for personally, so. But as far as preventing, yeah, I think it's like anything. It's just, you have a culture, you have a program. Everybody's program and culture is different. It's, I would think everybody feels strongly that's a big part of being successful in this business, and we're no different. So you try to protect that.
Mike, this late in the week, and Eddie obviously still hasn't passed his tests, I'm assuming, because he wasn't practicing. Is it kind of hard to imagine him doing anything? Being available to you on Sunday?
Well, Eddie Lacy took a step today in the protocol, so we'll see where he is tomorrow. The medical staff still feels he has a good opportunity, so he has to practice tomorrow for us to be able to really gauge him. So we'll see where he is tomorrow.
Maybe not with Eddie, but with the bye coming up and guys with hamstring injuries, and you know you have a long stretch after that, does it affect your thinking on how to push those?
Doesn't affect mine, and I hope it doesn't affect our medical staff, and I hope it doesn't affect the players, because at the end of the day, I mean, you're granted 16 opportunities to play in this league, and it takes everybody to win every one of them. So whoever's ready, whoever's healthy, whoever we feel gives us the best chance to win, that's always the approach every single week from a coaching staff. So we start meeting on it Monday morning, and the players come in for the initial evaluation after the game. It goes on to Monday night. Tuesday is usually even a pretty good indicator. We get together again. So our inactive options and how we lay it all out, it's a work in progress. And at the end of the day, we want to field the best 46 that we feel gives us a chance to win this football game.
Mike, I know you want to avoid injuries at all costs, but with Brian Bulaga's injury happening as early as it did in camp, do you think that allowed the offensive line to gel anymore, with some of those new pieces getting involved with PJ and Josh?
Well, I guess the second part of your question, yeah, I think anytime a group has a chance to play together, a long time, it definitely helps them. I think it definitely helped David. David and Josh were able to, establish a working relationship, familiarity, communication, and all those things, so. Now, as far as Brian getting injured, that's just the way it goes sometimes. But yeah, I guess you would say you answer your question. I guess I'm saying yes, that it probably helped that he got injured as early as he did.
Mike, what's your impression of the rookie running back, Bernard?
Good player. Both the running backs, I thought, have definitely been productive. So, especially being a rookie, he's made an impact already in 2 weeks. So. They definitely want to run the ball, action pass the game off of that, and he's a very good fit for that.
Mike, you look at a guy like A.J. Green, and what is the best way to stop an elite talent like that?
Well, I mean, A.J. has the ability to not only do it in the control passing game, but we've got to make the big catch in the vertical passing game. So I mean, we have to play our defense. Like anything, not to be cliche, it's going to come down to fundamentals. Finish, the pursuit, anytime you have a premier perimeter player, whether it's a running back to wide receiver, tight end, we got to make sure that we're playing to our leverage and playing to our help.
What kind of challenge does it present when you have a team like Cincinnati that likes to use their two tight end sets like they do with Gresham and Eifert?
Well, it's, formation recognition is very important, especially when they do that also. To me, they use all three components: the run game, action pass game, and the drop back game. out of utilization of those formation with all the variations. So you got to make sure your P's and Q's are wrapped up tight, and you know, that's part of the stress that they put on you. And you know, the ability for also those guys to be, you know, three down players, I think really speaks volumes to their capabilities. So they're not just first and second down players, but they also have the ability to play on third down.
Rick Starks made it through, you know, the game playing previous snaps. Are you uneasy at all if you have to just go with Starks and play in this game and don't have Kuhn on it?
I'm prepared. I mean, that's my job. You know, the preference is not to go into the game with two running backs. You know, I did that one time in Kansas City, learned a hard lesson. You know, especially one of them was nicked going into that game. So and it hurt us in the second half. So we'll be much better prepared than we were 2 years ago in Kansas City.
Like, what did you learn from that? I remember you talking about that after the game too. If I remember right, you didn't even want to run the ball as much as you maybe would have because you were worried about it.
Well, I mean, we were in a tough game. I mean, they were getting, you know, we had two injuries to our offensive line, and you know, they're challenging us on the perimeter, and you know, getting after us in the pass rush. So it was time to run the football, and we came out in the third quarter and established it. Ryan Grant had bruised ribs at the time, so he missed a series or two in the third quarter. You know, so we were really down to one back there for, you know, half of the second half. So I mean, you know, that's not. We had a couple of things in there for Randall, but you know, they went to an 8-man front. They adjusted well. So I mean, those are the types of things that's what game planning's for. You try to stay away from being one player out of a personnel group, particularly when it's a primary focus.
Along those lines, is Michael Hill ready to go if you needed to go that direction?
It's getting better. I'm impressed with him. I liked him from the first day. Ted and I were talking about him today. He's doing a good job.
Do you still have that element of surprise with Randall Cobb at running back if you want to have him there?
Well, you know, you guys ruined that in training camp 2 years ago. So, was that funny?
Right.
Yeah, no good. But, no, it's we're not surprising anybody with our.
Can it still be effective, though? Can he be effective?
Yeah, but I don't want to make a living running the ball Randall Cobb. I mean, that's, you know, let's be honest. I mean, Randall's a dynamic player, but, you know, he doesn't need to be lined up behind center, you know, carrying the ball 20 times. That's not the plan.
Mike, are you happy with the amount of pressure you've gotten on an opposing quarterback so far?
Definitely. I mean, I think the biggest thing with our defense is, you know, we just got to, you know, finish the game a little better. You know, it's, you know, we did some things in San Francisco that are clearly different than how we approached Washington. And you know, we were able to generate pressure and, you know, had turnovers, particularly turnover opportunities, and we need to continue to do that.
How's Burnett coming along?
I'm sorry?
How's Morgan Burnett coming along?
He's coming along. I mean, it's not the progress I'm sure that Morgan wants, but I think he's going to be a long shot this week.
Obviously, we've seen the fullback in a lot of offenses kind of disappear. If you don't have the one you have on the roster, do you think tight ends can block as effectively when you put them in that situation?
Well, frankly, from a philosophical position and really the utilization of fullbacks and tight ends, I've really always looked at that position as one. When we get into roster building, you know, that's why there were 2 years there, I think we had three fullbacks. You know, but to me, the combination of the way you train the fullback and tight end, there's tremendous carryover in our system. So, that's part of why, you know, they're used on special teams, the way they're used in displaced formations and formation variations, the ability to learn the blocking and protection. So they're all educated and trained the same way.
How do you force more turnovers? You got one through two games. Is it execution when the opportunity arises? Is it fundamentals? How do you start to force more turnovers?
Turnovers is one of the key fundamentals of playing the game of football. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, blocking, you know, tackling, but ball security is definitely one of them. So something we practice every single day. It's a technical, fundamental aspect of football, and we need to do a better job of getting the ball out.
Mike, what kind of progress have you seen from Andrew Corliss coming back and, you know, the first time doing
that? Andrew Corliss getting more and more comfortable. You know, he did some things today that were really good, and then, you know, then he was in some situations that, you know, just his leverage, and, you know, he needs to play. I don't really know how else better to answer it. I thought when Andrew suffered that injury in New York, he was really, really coming into his own. Was doing a lot of really good things, and I thought he was able to just get his feet wet week one. We did more last week, did some nice things, and he'll obviously have a bigger opportunity this week.